Having freshly returned from a female-led indigenous climate camp in Puelhuili Mapu territory, Argentina, I'd like to share some of the audio that I gathered and some of the voices that I encountered. There's a lot of audio, and it's going to come out in many forms throughout these next few weeks and maybe even a couple of months, some kind of culmination. But for now, I'd like to share a little bit of the march that we experienced on the final day of this climate camp in Argentina. This was on February 10th, and it was in the city of Esquel. The name of this climate camp was Pueblos Contra el Terricidio, a term that I'd like to unpack throughout our program today. I'd like to also draw attention to the use of the word pueblos. Pueblos as in the people from throughout the world. Living under many different nations. And people nonetheless. The sound that we hear now is a chuchuca. This is a Mapuche instrument made from a cow horn and colihue, a kind of indigenous Andean bamboo twisted into a big circle. The trumpet is played to summon the winds as well as gatherings. In this case, the chuchuca is initiating the march. This was on, once again, February 10th in the city of Esquel of Argentina. And it was the culmination of 3 days previous, camping in the recovered Mapuche territory, Lufpian Mahuisa. Many people from many different countries, many different indigenous nations gathering in the forest to talk about terricide. This specific chant saying that the earth will be recovered, will be loved, will be protected, and will not be made an object of business. So as we listen to the sounds of this march of about 200 people heading down Esquel protesting terricide, I'd like to take the moment to unpack this term, terricidio. It's a term that came through the climate camp and is very specific. Terri infers earth, terra. And cidio, as we know from certain other words, is side, like suicidio, patricidio, matricidio, suicide, matricide, patricide. Now, this term is terricide, indicating the murder of the earth. And something that was shared throughout this camp is that it's not only the death of tangible ecosystems that we can sense with our more brute senses, but it's also a whole spiritual world that is sustaining life on Earth that's being interrupted. For the Mapuche, it's incredibly important to have ceremony and to do all kinds of acts every time they visit nature, recognizing these spirits that are in all places. And so when they say terricide, it's not only the loss of la vida sabrosa, the delicious life of food, of sharing, of ceremony, of dance, but it's also watching these cuts be made in the greater ecosystem that includes the plants, that includes the animals, and so much more. So that was described as the meaning of the word terricide. Pueblos contra el terricidio wishes to say that these are peoples from throughout the world united against this practice, united to reinstore a better relationship with the earth. You're tuned to Express Yourself on KDNK. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, and fresh back from a special trip to South America, I'm sharing a bit of the audio collected throughout that journey to attend a climate camp on indigenous recovered lands belonging to the Mapuche. This was an event organized by Movimiento de Mujeres Indígenas por el Buen Vivir, which is an organization dedicated to indigenous women in particular, telling their story and bringing the consciousness of the realities that they're living to the forefront. And this particular gathering brought together many people from many different places, and among them the Huichi, who are in northern Argentina experiencing all kinds of difficulties and very much related to the practice of mining and to lithium. And this is one of many stories to be unpacked throughout the coming weeks. But for now, we're sharing the march. The march that was the culmination of the four-day climate camp in Esquel, bringing it out into the public to discuss some of the topics that came up throughout the camp. This particular chant calling attention to the history of the lands where Patagonia lies, being Mapuche territory, the Mapuche, a peoples of southern South America who defeated the Spanish in war and held a territory called Hualmapu for over 300 years until that territory was invaded and taken by the expanding states of Argentina and Chile. However, many Mapuche do not identify as Chilean or Argentinian, but as Mapuche, meaning that they have their independent nation, and they're fighting to retain their language, to maintain their ceremonies, and also to recover ancestral lands, especially in instances where those usurped lands are being used for mono-agriculture, growing such things as Oregon pine trees, which are acidifying the soils and choking out the native Andean jungle. This chant saying, the earth is not for sale, the earth is our mother, and we defend our mother.
Nosotros vamos danzando, territorios cuidando, estamos organizados. Los territorios cuidando, estamos organizados. Los territorios cuidando.
This has been a presentation of just some of the audio I collected these past few weeks attending the Pueblos Contra el Terricidio Climate Camp. There'll be much more coming, including an interview which will air at 5 a.m. on Monday with Movimiento de Mujeres Indígenas por el Buen Vivir and Proceso de Liberación por la Madre Tierra from Colombia. So tune in at 5 a.m. or check it out online and stay tuned for much more.